This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, the way things are going this morning,
yeah.
The way I'm racing to this bathroom... I told Joe to get me in early because I might not last the whole segment.
Man, that's
I'm feeling a little woozy.
That's a good way to stand up for Joe. I told Joe, I said, this is disappointing, man, because I didn't even listen to that guy's show. So what happened last night? How do you think I get ready for the show? I just listened to Joe's update. I said, that happened twice? Oh, no, he just said it twice. Hatred, vitriol.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go get the papers. Get the papers.
Joe's music band for the update.
You should play that at the beginning of every update.
Hey, Joe, what are you going today, man? Why you got all your the fan shirt? Why you being a company man today?
I
got
to do Pickles Pub after show.
Oh, you got to wear that when you go work at Pickles Pub?
Got to wear station gear.
All the time? So those guys, so if you wear that every day, you gotta buy all those shirts? Because they don't give them to you now.
Two shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of washing.
Rotate.
That's a lot of washing, man.
That's why I like the hoodie, because when it's wintertime, you can just put that damn thing on every damn time. Just throw it on.
Because you don't sweat. 6:02 in the a.m.
Well, I'm in.
You don't sweat. I sweat in the winter, too.
Not as much.
You know why I sweat more in the winter? More clothes on.
Yeah.
I'm warmer. In the summer, I don't really... Ed, what's up, man? Talk, man. Anytime you want.
That's not true at all.
Jump in.
I don't get to talk whenever I want.
Jump in.
All right, that's enough, Ed. No, but like, in all honesty, being the hoodie and shorts guy, like, I feel like it keeps me cool enough, and I prefer wearing the hoodie. You know, like, it keeps me... Yeah. What, did you recognize
that? This is fascinating, Mr. Science. Tell us more.
Mr. Science. Oh, shove that baloney up your... You know what? That's some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Thank you.
I am fortified. Anyway, we're going to get in trouble here. Do you know what's going on, Rob? Because I have to fill you in if you don't know what's going on with this.
Not now.
No, it won't be now.
No.
Oh, man. How long has it
been? I was looking at the fall of the continued fall of the Saints. Oh. As Spencer Rattler is named the starting quarterback. Yeah. Looking up on the monitor.
They named
your upcoming, upstart Saints.
How bad can we be?
They named Spencer Rattler the starter so they could name Arch Manning the starter. That's what they're doing.
Who sucks the most?
Oh, they'll suck for the next 2 years to try to get that kid.
He's coming out.
Well, Archie's saying he's not coming out. That's granddad. Yeah. But I think
Arch said, I don't want to get into granddad. Yeah.
Go drink some more old granddad.
He said granddad has been at the bottle.
But I think if the team that he wants to go to top.
He's setting up so he won't look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
And at the end of the year, said, well, I'm not coming out because I don't want to play with that team. So if he
says
it now that I'm not coming out and he does it, then he doesn't look like the bad guy. I told you it wasn't coming out. But after he wins the national championship and the Heisman Trophy, he'll say, you know, there's nothing else, no other boxes for me to check. I'm going to, I think he would love to go to the Saints.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Go play with my grandfather. Come on, dude.
That'd be awesome. Seriously. Yeah, you
wear the same number that grandfather wore, yeah, unless he has his preferred number.
Could you imagine the endorsements that he ever would have?
Huh?
The endorsements that he would have there.
Oh, he'd be the king of the town before he got there, yeah, before he took a snap.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's just, I think he's playing it smart. You know, don't look like an ass.
Another great eight.
Iskiliodo, do you like beignets? Frozen white Russians?
Yeah.
Down there you've never gone through Bourbon Street?
I have.
Frozen white Russians?
I've had a hurricane. Beignets?
Yeah.
But I never had a frozen Russian.
So down in New Orleans, when you're walking up and down, whether it's Bourbon Street and the French Quarter, they've got all these little corner shops that have all those frozen drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, that's, I get it. It's not for you. But
No, I got a hurricane. That's a frozen.
What's the name of the place that's famous for hurricanes?
O'Brien's?
O'Brien? Is it O'Brien?
I think it's O'Brien's.
So something. Pat O'Brien. Irish name. Is it Pat O'Brien?
I think so. I think that's right. O'Brien was the guy that had that weird voicemail.
And so that town is an amazing town. I behaved as badly at Pat O'Brien's as I've ever behaved in my entire life,
and
I don't regret it at all. But
you said it's an amazing town. I thought like
you just feel like you could do anything and get away with it.
You can,
I guess.
I love it. I love that city. But I've never heard of a frozen white Russian.
Yeah.
I've been to New Orleans maybe half dozen times.
So, like, if you walk by one of those frozen places, they'll have your typical stuff, pina colada, strawberry daiquiri, and then it gets into the more rum runner.
Really?
And, yeah.
I've had those, but, yeah. Now I want to go back just to get one.
When it's hot, listen, it's nice to walk up and down the street with one of
those. If I'm home or just on regular vacation, I'm not doing any mixed drinks. But there's certain places that when in Rome,
experience the culture.
Exactly. So I'll do a frozen mixed drink when I'm in New Orleans. I will. I mean, will you think I would take a hurricane if I went to DeSantis?
No.
No. But if I'm going to New Orleans,
you know what got me
having a hurricane?
Was the damn grenades, because those hit kind of like, I know if you're talking about the hurricane, and if you go to my favorite burger place, Port au Call, the favorite burger place in the world, it's burgers and baked potatoes. The place is so amazing. But they make their own called a monsoon, and they come in like these big gulp cups. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget it. It's one of my biggest regrets, but it was still funny that we went there before Jazz Fest. And at Jazz Fest, it's not just jazz music or anything. Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing, Nathaniel Ratliff, and like all these bands that you'd love to see. We were all going to that, and we ended up having a burger and two monsoons, and then we forgot what we were supposed to do because we were annihilated.
I became invisible.
Oof.
You know, when you're just doing this, you'd have. Do you think nobody could see what you're doing?
Yeah.
It was that night, that kind of night.
You know, the thing about it is that down there, Ed, is nobody cares what you're doing. That's why you feel invisible.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really cares.
I give it to them.
No judging, because they're doing their own thing.
I saw some performance street art out there where a guy was basically pretending to have sex with a mannequin. I didn't make much that day, but I mean, there was some weird stuff that goes on the corner. You'll see kids playing the drums and the buckets and all that. It always, like, I like New Orleans because it makes me feel like it's a dirtier Baltimore. And I bet if New Orleans came up here, they'd say, you know what, I like Baltimore because it feels like a dirtier New Orleans. But, yeah.
They're almost identical in every way.
Yeah.
Because I would doubt the chief was my friend. I tried to get him to work with me here. He mm-hmm. became the chief of New Orleans anyway. And he got thrown under the bus after Katrina. He took me the way he grew up. Holy good God. I've never seen projects like this. I mean, there was no glass on the windows. Like, this was like, I'm looking at these kids, little kids with metal teeth. They're toddlers. With like metal
teeth. There's some bad slums down there.
This was unbelievable. It was like, it was the 8th Ward or whatever. The Desire Houses, they were called. They were Desire Houses. He took me where he grew up. I was like, wow.
What was it?
I saw poverty in New York and in Baltimore. Like, man.
And not to like take a TV show, but one of the True Detective series, I don't remember if it was, I think it was season one, where they're in the really bad area of New Orleans, mm-hmm. and you see like those kind of slums, you're like, what is that? Like, I can't believe that area is that, like, that nasty.
The city. Once you leave the French Quarter, man, you're gambling. We asked these guys how to get to a certain club. Like, it's close, just walk. It's like, you know, half mile. We got about a quarter mile. I pray. I'm not that religious. I was asking God, put anything in my pocket. I don't care if it's a 22, anything. I'll take anything. 25, any kind of little gun.
One of my favorite stories when we were down there is I had a buddy that was, I mean, he was chasing girls, and he's like, he watched these girls that he wanted to go up and talk to them, and they were walking in this bar, and he's like, hey, let's go in that bar. And I said, why don't you make sure there's no cover charge over there, because I could see what the bar was.
Right.
He, for some reason, he couldn't see the dude with the thin mustache and the boy shorts going whoop whoop, and like it was.
Well, maybe
all,
he did.
Yeah. So he's like, I said, go over there. And he walks over and he finds out that it is a gay bar, and he's like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
How was it?
It was like, I mean, it was really nice. The drinks, buy one get one free. And my buddy almost bought me a shirt, save a lollipop sucker. Anyway, so.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Chuck Pagano says something very, very interesting about the Ravens secondary. We'll tell you about that at 6:30, but on the other side, Ravens released their 53-man roster. We'll let you know that any surprises. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, this song used to play when we had the bed endorsement.
Gotcha.
Oh my goodness. Remember? That's right. Yes.
We both had what was that?
Mattress Firm.
Mattress Firm. And when we had, wherever we did the spot, it was a joint spot.
Yes.
And they would play this.
This is my request because I did the spots like Lion's Den spots.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty.
By the way, that bed is amazing.
It's still going.
Still going.
I don't have it anymore.
I do, but and you know what just happened?
I lost that one.
I figured that. I have. But the this is actually kind of funny.
Celeste loves it. So she like at night, she just goes in there with a phone or an iPad, you know, raises the head, raises the feet, sets it on vibrate, sits like she's in a chair. She just did that last week, was lowering it, and the motor kicked out, died.
Really?
Yeah. So the bed now is stuck.
Oh.
So she can't sleep in it. She's in the guest room.
How do you fix that?
We had to order a control box.
Okay.
It says easy. You just replace it and just unscrew, put the other new one in. But that's worth it.
Beat it up. My man, 2 Chainz.
And the funny part about it is, it doesn't do that.
It doesn't at all.
It's pretty, yes. Pretty firm. It yeah. doesn't do that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried. It just won't. Baltimore Ravens roster. Are you guys, any surprises?
Armour Davis.
Armour Davis was a huge surprise for me.
For me it was, yeah. That was a big surprise.
Not for you, Jeremy?
Look, if we're talking about surprise, it has to be the biggest one. But again, with what we talked about, where they have depth and looking at the ability to have this guy under contract, how many years you've been in the league, price, what you could save. The thing that surprised me is that they couldn't call another team and work out some sort of a trade.
Right.
You know, like, because he's a good ball player. Yeah. I mean, I'd like to have him on my team in that rotation. What Keon Martin did apparently was just came out and wowed everybody and said, hey, I'm here to stay. So, I think that's a little surprising. I was reading Ken McCusick was talking about Brent Urban.
I'm just thinking about that one.
Yeah, like this isn't your typical handshake agreement one, though, because of how everything falls. But he said he believes he'll be back on the practice squad and then get elevated. Mm-hmm. But it might be just finagling the roster for right now.
I wonder if they do that, too, with Armour Davis.
You think so? That doesn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense to me either. I thought he played so well in this. At camp, he looked good, and then the preseason looked good.
Well, they said most teams don't carry 7 cornerbacks, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't know. This is actually a good problem, no matter what people think, is having to cut good players because you have too much talent. And I don't think this is some kind of just a total finagling of the salary cap. Like, oh, he's too. I think they believe this guy outplayed him and thinks that he has a higher ceiling.
And locally, Malik Ham got cut.
Yeah.
Kind of saw that coming.
Yeah. He's a Baltimore guy. You know, his grandfather, I guess, police commissioner?
Yes.
Yeah.
Practice squad, possibly?
Possibly.
I mean, I don't know
He's got something. You know, I don't think he's quite enough right now.
Yeah.
But he's got, you know, you ever watch what a kid is like, is something there? Not yet, but there's something that when I look at him, maybe I'm being biased because he's a Baltimore kid and you know his grandfather, but when I look at him, I just see something's there. Somebody can use him within the next year or two if he continues to grow and develop.
Yeah. I guess that was the biggest surprise. The rest, I'm kind of like, yeah, all right, I get it. Like,
you know who I'm excited to see grow? Rasheen Ali. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a running back guy. I'm not, but I want to see how far that kid grows. He's only 26 years old. He's only been in the league, 2 years out of Marshall. But he's not an old 26. You know what I mean? He doesn't have a lot of wear and tear yet.
Not a lot of miles.
Right. So I want to see that kid grow. Because you want to see who's the next batch. I'm not trying to get Derrick Henry gone by no stretch of the imagination. But reality is he's a 30-something-year-old running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it goes, it goes. There's no warning sign of that. You know, he could blow by you one carry, the next carry he can't get past.
Remember when Eddie George was something and the next year it was nothing?
Yeah.
Remember when Sean Alexander broke the touchdown record and 2 years later you're going,
nothing.
I don't want him on my team.
Exactly. So when it goes, it
Ezekiel
goes.
Ezekiel Elliott, like, gone.
And he wasn't even 30.
Yeah.
Lenny Moore tells a story, and he said, when did you know it was gone, when you were done? He said, they threw me a pitch out, and I will always get right past the defender as he dove for my foot, but he could never get my foot. He always just missed him. He said, when they threw me that pitch out and he hit my heels, I knew I'm losing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, and it got closer. He said, it went from my heels to the middle of my foot to the front. He said, when they got closer and closer, he knew it was gone.
I mean, that takes, because like, I don't know, and I'm just looking at it through my eyes because I'm one of those idiots that if I were a professional athlete, you'd probably have to pull me off the field. Like, hey, old man, what are you doing still out here? You stink now. Where we've seen that happen to a lot of athletes. I think it's something when these guys get out at just the right time, when you start to realize, hey, I no longer feel like I used to feel, or I no longer have that ability to make these guys miss. Because you get it. Like, there'll be a time, when I was playing basketball later on in life, and I'm like, this dude sucks, and he's talking trash to me, and I still busting his ass, but not the way that you used to. Like, hey, you ain't open your mouth if you get schooled like that. You get older, you get slower, you learn how to kind of, like, D-Hop is learning a different way to play this game because his route running's still good. He doesn't have that speed that he had, that explosiveness really anymore. So now it's more about catch radius. And that's why, you know, you look at a player like that and I think about third downs and red zones. And I think he ends up getting a bunch of touchdowns this year.
Oh, he's got great hands. He's strong.
But you just got to reinvent yourself sometimes. But I think it's something special when you look at an athlete and he knows it's time to go and he just hangs him up because it's a really tough decision to make.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fantasy. I look at these other running backs and I think I'm just so interested in seeing them grow and develop because they're probably going to be the next level. They're going to be. I see Rasheen Ali as at least for 1 year or 2 years being your premier back here, if not here, someplace.
Somewhere.
Yeah, he's just to me. I like all those guys, but he just has a different it factor about him that says he can be the bell cow.
He's a good kick returner.
Mm-hmm. And that's always important.
It is important. Special teams are very important, and we haven't been great.
But you know, too, like we've talked about this. It's something we mentioned, I want to say Monday, the difference of having a running back in the backfield with Lamar and how much better it ends up making you because of his presence. And you can sit here and go, oh, come on. The proof is in the pudding. You can just watch. You put a running back there with him. It's the greatest advantage in the NFL right now is the mesh point that you have right now with Derrick Henry and Lamar. But you have that with other players. Maybe you don't get the same respect that Derrick Henry gets. But that being said, this is one of those teams. Like, I would say the same thing out in San Diego or Los Angeles with the Chargers. Greg Roman, for all that we kill him for, creates an amazing running game. And I think running backs can have success in that system the same way when we looked at the zone blocking that the Broncos were doing for all those years when they were getting 1,000-yard rushers. Like, where'd this guy come from? Mm-hmm. You know, you had Mike Anderson and Olandis Gary getting 1,000
yards. Oh, my gosh. Olandis Gary, man. Didn't he spend some time here?
Was he here?
Or was it Anderson?
Anderson was here, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I knew one of those cats were here.
The Anderson got tickets? Oh, sorry.
You know, and it's funny, you talk about the great running game that he created, Greg Roman. What did he do when he went out there?
Same thing.
Yeah. Baltimore running backs, Dobbins and Gus Edwards. And to be honest with you, he creates a good running game. But when you looked at what he did in Los Angeles versus what he did in Baltimore, you realize a lot of that creativity here in Baltimore was the cats that were running that offense. Because even though it was successful in L.A. last year, it wasn't nearly as successful as it was here in Baltimore.
Yeah. You still need the – yeah.
Yeah.
But there's two big reasons, right? Yeah. But, I mean, it adds up to 30.
But let me say again, it was successful. Yeah. It was very successful in Los Angeles. I'm not doubting it. I'm just saying it was nowhere near being that record-breaking success.
Well, I'm saying if you switch Justin Herbert and Lamar, I bet you that offense still looks pretty damn good. And it's not a knock on Herbert. It's just Lamar's running ability.
If you tell me tomorrow, Jeremy, that I got to start a franchise with Justin Herbert, I'm going to be all right. But if you say I can just start a franchise with either Justin Herbert or Lamar Jackson, you can have Justin Herbert. Yeah. I'm taking Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's not an indictment on him. It's just it is what it is.
No, it's
who would you rather have?
Every day and twice on Sunday, buddy. Like it's Justin Herbert, I think, is a good player. Lamar Jackson is generational talent. So,
Kyle Bradish returned to the Orioles last night, I should say. Not the team results you want. But he looked good. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, Chuck Pagano called the Ravens secondary the most impressive he's ever been around. You believe that? You got hyperbole. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m. So Chuck Pagano came over to the Baltimore Ravens, former Ravens defensive coordinator, former head coach of Indianapolis Colts. Lots of experience. He came to help the secondary. This is what he had to say about the Ravens secondary.
37th year in coaching, 19th in the National Football League. This is as good a group as I've been around in those 19 years in the National Football League. One thing they don't miss, like talent levels, you know, but they don't miss on like the football character of the guys that come in here. So top to bottom, it is a tough day. There's going to be some tough conversations to be had. We're going to have to say goodbye to a lot of really good football players, but the guys that are here, the guys that won't be, they've done enough and put enough good stuff out there on tape. We always tell them when they come in that, you know, the reality is we got 90 here, only 53 make it, so, you know, you're trying to make this team and 31 others. So they've always done a great job here, EDC and the personnel guys of bringing in a great group of guys that, you know, they love football. Their football character is off the charts. And, yeah, we're going to have to say goodbye to a bunch of good players.
Ed, 39 years coaching football. How do you take that comment from a guy like Chuck Pagano?
I think it's very humble. Because the secondary is one of the best he's ever seen because he's one of the best there ever was at that job. He's been the secondary coach for the Ravens, for the Browns, for the Hurricane, University of Miami. He's been the secondary coach numerous times, obviously been a head coach that we know of. Mm-hmm. He's a really good coach, and I think the secondary's improvement has a lot to do with him. They got talent for sure. I mean, picking up Jair Alexander was a big deal, but he's not playing. He's injured. He's gonna make it so much better. And has already. I think that's really a credit to him. Granted, it's very talented.
Let's be honest. Everybody has talent.
Everybody's got talent. I mean,
some people have more talent than others. We know that. Yeah. But coaching matters. 100%. And I agree with you 100%. Chuck Pagano is going to put his stamp on this secondary.
Yeah. I mean, it's his thing. I mean, look at his resume.
He's yes.
Defensive coordinator, secondary coach, head coach, obviously, secondary coach, defensive coordinator.
He's a guy that can say, Google me.
Right.
Google me.
Yes. Yep.
You know what I mean? He's that guy. You know, I think, you know, we talk about the talent that they bring in player-wise, but look at this, the coaching staff that John Harbaugh every year puts together.
I just brought him up here. Miami, Florida. Defensive backs. Cleveland Browns, secondary coach. Oakland Raiders, defensive backs. North Carolina, defense coordinator. Baltimore Ravens, secondary coach. Ravens secondary coach, and then he got the head coaching job, you know, at Indy, then defense coordinator for the Bears, then now back here. This is his thing. This is his wheelhouse, man.
And you don't think it's just hyperbole because I mean, I don't think any of us think that.
No.
Because he's had other years where he could have easily come out and said that about any other
team.
He didn't. Yeah. So that's why, and I feel like, I don't know, Chuck Pagano is one of those guys when he speaks, I want to listen because I feel like if you're not learning something, at least you're finding out something about the team, and he's being honest about it because I always felt like he'd been come to the forefront.
He's one of those guys. I met him but didn't really meet, like personal exchange or just, you know, hey, how you doing? But he's one of those guys that you don't know, but I have so much respect for.
Does he know he can get tickets from you? If you like Oriole tickets, Chuck, at Rob Long Sports on social media.
Let me tell you, he mentions respect to the guy. I will always respect this guy.
You will.
It was Marie got when she had leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
I called him. Ravens gave me. He was in Indy. I say this is the situation because he had leukemia. He called her within 15 minutes.
See.
I mean, he picked up the phone immediately and got on the phone with her. Never met me.
Yeah,
I mean that's who he is.
Pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And again, I think people. You talk about the situation with his leukemia and how outspoken he was about it and what was going on in his life and. I don't know, I just think he's a good coach, and he's a guy you want to, no matter where you put him, it's like, hey, have you ever coached wide receivers? No? Well, get over there, because I'm sure they're going to be fine. You know? He's just a football guy.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. But, Jeremy, if you looking at that coaching staff, though, of the Ravens, we talk about the talent on the field. It's a pretty impressive coaching staff as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about Chuck Smith and then all the guys that you're adding in.
Chuck Smith may be the best at what he does.
Think of what he did. You bring him in for pass rushing, really.
Yeah.
Look what happens. And you bring in a guy, Chuck Pagano. He was a head coach. He's not the defense coordinator. He's a senior secondary coach. You got these guys.
Doesn't that say something about your relationship with these guys, though?
Yes.
So these guys will come in and take those jobs?
They'll take those jobs, do relationship with these guys, the mutual respect you have, and they want to win.
Do you think Dean P showed Chuck Smith how to do it?
Yes.
Sorry, that's a callback to last year when everybody wanted to give Dean P's all the credit for the defense.
But I don't think, I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'll speak for me. Because I did give Dean Pease a lot of credit for the defense, but not for what he did for the defense as much as what he did for the defensive coordinator. I think he was when you are new at something, it helps you to have someone you trust come in and kind of guide you along the way. I think we have an outstanding defensive coordinator. But I think he needed to be tutored a little bit.
See, and I think
he needed to be guided a little bit, and I think that's why Dean Pease came in. I think Dean Pease helped get the most out of the coordinator.
And I think you don't know.
Oh, you're right. I think you're right. I don't know if I'm wrong, but I don't know.
You don't know. That's it. Go ahead.
You don't know.
410-583-1057 is the number.
That was one of my favorite, when I worked with Wyman and we were doing playmakers and he would tell a story about something. I said, no, you didn't. Like, no matter what, no, you didn't. Okay, I didn't. Hey, man, I went out last night and had the best meal of my life. No, you didn't. He's lying.
I think the secondary is going to be one strength of the defense. Huge for the defense. Pass rush got to help it out, though, Ed.
Oh, for sure.
Can't be out there forever.
Well, they won't be.
Well, look,
and that hasn't been an issue the last 2 years. I mean, despite the fact we haven't had a premier pass rusher.
But you know what the funny thing is? We talk about how this stuff goes hand in hand, and when they push the rule enforcements on how you can approach wide receivers that, hey, it's probably better to have premier pass rushers get after it and lesser cornerbacks. This team has a scheme, and that's what I wanted to talk about with Chuck Smith. Like, it's so amazing what they're doing from the pass rush standpoint with, I'm not saying household names. I think people know who Kyle Van Noy is, but he's at the end of his career, and he's putting up numbers. And you got these projects that you had with Owe and some of these other guys.
And he was never an elite pass rusher, even when he was in his prime. He was a good pass rusher.
But we get now, you see that you have guys that get to the quarterback, and the addition of Mike Green, we see what that does. Yeah. But, oh, by the way, the secondary is so good, you could get coverage sacks. There's so many things that you like about this defense.
Well, you said a word that to me goes back to the relationship and the respect that these guys have to have for Harbaugh. You said scheme. When you bring people in, especially men in a room who've had individual success, the only way you can get them to buy in is if they respect you. Buy in, Chuck Pagano, buy into my scheme. I know what you like to do, but this is what we're doing here. For him to bring these guys in who were alphas at one point, or leaders in their own teams and say, listen, let's buy into this. That says a lot for the respect that they have for him. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. It's the last good I'll speak of Harbaugh for the day. Commissions Baltimore at 7 o'clock. Are you going to talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce?
I am. That's going to be, yeah.
Yeah, it says no one
not
ever.
Not care less. I mean, I'm not dogging. I'm happy. Good. Go get married.
I'm happy for those two kids. Yeah. This is going to be the longest prenup in the history of prenups, though.
she got to protect her. Him. Yes.
All the money he's made. But on the other side, Kyle Bradish returns. Yeah, I hate the loss, but I love what I saw at him. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan.
Yes, sir.
It ends Narvaez with a knee-high two-seamer. 9 strikeouts for Bradish. At least one in every inning. A glorious return it has been to the Major Leagues.
I felt great even after the 6th inning. I felt like I responded every inning. Arm felt really good throughout the outing. So, yeah, definitely wanted that 6th inning and felt really good after it.
Let me get this out of the way. Jeremy Kahn, Lucas Giolito had a great game last night. 8 innings, no runs, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. He had a great game. 104 pitches. He was absolutely dominant last night. You get that out of the way?
Yeah.
Kyle Bradish looked good.
Yeah.
6 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 solo home runs, 4 hits, 10 strikeouts. How the hell you come back and you have 10 strikeouts and no walks?
We talked about this yesterday where it's like, hey, for a lot of guys to go deeper in the games, you have to have those, you got to get ground balls, fly balls, early in counts, or you just have to pound the hell out of the strike zone like you're trying to get an immaculate inning.
He was getting 4 pitch strikeouts.
It was ridiculous because I'm looking at his pitch count going, I wonder how far he's going. I was like, he's at 52 pitches and he's got 7 strikeouts.
Yeah.
It's like, or 6, whatever it was at the point. And I'm going, this is ridiculous.
He's with 10 strikeouts last night.
Yeah, no walks, Ed.
No walks.
His first outing in 14 months, he has no walks.
I was floored, too. I'm not exaggerating. I was floored. 10 strikeouts, no walks. You haven't pitched in a year and change.
I didn't care about the results.
I was just watching him. I thought he'd go like 4 or 5 innings.
Unreal.
He'd go 2-3. Sorry, man. I had to. You said 4-5.
He was on his side with the baloney.
What'd I do?
He was on his side with the baloney, and now now you treat him like he's waving at his friend at a marathon. What impressed me, though, he threw a series of sliders to one batter. I can't remember what batter it was. It was Duran. He threw some sliders to Duran. And on a 2-strike count, he got Duran geared up for the slider, and he threw that cut fastball that came back into the strike zone, and Duran just froze.
It looks like it's coming at you.
And because it was the slider. Then you throw the cut fastball that comes at you and goes like a wiffle ball back into the strike zone.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to do?
I've said it before. His slider's like baseball porn. I mean, it's like you're watching it going, that's nasty. Yeah. Well, that's probably how Ed watched it.
Make it nasty.
Make it filthy.
I watch Hallmark commercials.
Don't let the stank out. What?
Oh, boy. Oh,
man.
I was going to add something to that, but I don't think it's appropriate.
He's up there pitching like bang, 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 strikeout. It is something to watch him and see how, like a lot of times you'll see guys come back and you're going, oh, it's his first start, so you grade him on a curve, and he comes out and he makes 2 mistakes, if you want to call him that. Maybe it was just great hits, you know, that turn into home runs.
No, that first one, he got too much of the plate.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just saying, like, if that's the case, because I saw somebody going, I don't care about strikeouts, I want to win games on social media. And I'm like, I'm glad you're not in charge of anything.
Exactly. Dude, I mean, this is his first. You know what that tells me? If he's here now, because we all say when you come back from Tommy John surgery, you need some time to get it back.
Yeah.
If this is where he is now, and he hasn't had it back yet, That's not a bad hitting Boston Red Sox team.
There are some people that believe the Orioles are going to make a run at a guy that pitches tonight against the Rockies, Framber Valdez.
Yeah, one of the better. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I've heard that too. There are people in Houston who believe that.
I've always liked. I think he's incredibly underrated.
Well, because when Framber Valdez first came up, he was a sinker baller, so he's getting a lot of ground balls. He wasn't a guy that, like, on average, you might see him get 3, 4, 5 Ks a game. It wouldn't be uncommon for him to pitch in like 7 innings and only get 2 strikeouts because he was getting all those ground balls. Then I forget which pitcher it was, whether it was Verlander came over when Cole was there. They taught him how to throw a cutter.
Right.
And once he developed the cutter, that's when the Ks went up.
I think it was Verlander.
It may have been. Yeah. I don't remember who it was. And then you saw him kind of turn the corner the same way when you looked at the Milwaukee pitchers like Burns and Woodruff. You're like, hey, those guys are kind of good. Oh, my God, those guys are the best pitchers in the National League. And you saw it with Freddie Peralta, too. And now with Milwaukee, you're seeing it with Mizorowski and Quinn Priester and these guys that they develop pitchers. And I feel the same way about Houston when you look at some of the guys they have, and Hunter Brown and Framber Valdez and Christian Javier. And I know some of the guys have been hurt, but it's a guy that you've seen come up and you know I can get him to a decent deal, overpay him a little bit, keep the year shorter, and he can help my team win next year.
I knew this article that I read a couple of years ago. It's Justin Verlander. Because they were talking about, Justin Verlander leaving, going to the Mets, what effects did that have on
I just couldn't remember. I just knew it was a hard-throwing White that taught him.
Hard-throwing
White.
White?
Yeah. So either Verlander or Cole.
Good. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Kevin in Woodlawn. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, you know what the most important day for Kyle Bradish is today?
Yeah, how he feels afterwards.
How you feel. And like last night, I was thinking if he goes four or five innings, give up maybe, a couple runs, but just had some command and everything, I would have been great with that. But if the Orioles giving out extensions, you may want to put him on top of the list too.
Well, I said the other day that's a guy that I would think about doing right now because it won't cost you as much as if you wait till next year.
Right. And real quick, in free agency, I just want a pitcher and a cow. Tucker, Schwarber, I don't care. One of them two. Guys, the show is great, but 3 weeks ago, your show was perfection. Think about it. Talk to you later.
Is that when I was leaving?
I think so.
You just take a shot at me on the way out?
How long are you out?
3 weeks. Well, damn, man.
What'd I do?
You think that's what he was doing?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know. 410-583-1057.
Think about it. We thought about it. That's it.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. He said, I want a Kyle. Tucker, Schwarber. I think they're going to spend some money this offseason. I really do.
If that's the case, I know everybody loves Schwarber and the big donkey, but like Kyle Tucker is a plus outfielder that hits lefties, hits righties. If you throw with both arms, he's going to hit you. He's one of the best players that doesn't get regarded as the best player.
I love Kyle Schwarber. You know that? One of my favorite non-Orioles.
A lot of lefty bats.
All he brings to you is a bat. That's it. If you're looking for a ball player, you got to get the other Kyle. Kyle Tucker's a ball player. Kyle Schwarber's a hitter. He's a great hitter in terms of a power hitter, but that's all he brings you.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to complain about either one.
I'm not.
If you're asking preference,
I'll take
3 weeks ago when I wasn't here.
Let's go Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
It was that Joe this morning, and he didn't know me, man. I was like,
he didn't remember you?
Yeah, he doesn't know me anymore. Hey, look, man, I was so impressed with Bradish last night. I wanted to go to the game, but I couldn't make it. But I was really, really impressed with him. But kind of what freaked me out is I never heard him talk before. And when I heard his voice, it just didn't sound like I thought. But he was very impressive last night, man.
That dude walks around the clubhouse like John Wayne, man. That's a dude. Yeah. I'm telling you. That is a dude. Rich Tamayo will be on to talk a little bit about what's going on at M&T Bank Stadium, all the additions there. He'll be here at 7:30. But on the other side, it's Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. Our governor. I think he's having like a, you know, a Jedi moment here. You know, those aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the crimes you're looking for.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this statement. he's a very likable guy, but I don't get this.
Commissioners Baltimore up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.